This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to thank everyone for tuning in this wonderful day or evening, depending on when, where you are listening to this message. I want to thank everyone for listening to last week's message. For those who did not get a chance to listen to last week's message, don't worry. It's still out there. Once you're done listening to this message, you can just scroll on down the menu and you'll see it right there. And you can click on it and you can listen to that in its wonderful splendor. In the meantime, I want to just have special thanks to everyone who continues to pray for me on the regular. I may not know everyone's name that's praying on my behalf, but I am thankful and grateful for you. And for those who have been praying on the opposite corner of me, well, that's okay because I'm still praying for you. Sometimes you can't worry about who's against you or who's for you, but you can always be thankful for both because they're still paying attention to you on some level or another. And you know what? That's only because you're doing a great work that God has placed you on this earth for. So therefore, remember that. If they're coming at you, that's because you're doing a great thing. And it's just the enemy trying to make sure that you don't fulfill that achievement to be able to move souls and change them and move them in the right direction. Amen? Amen. I just want to just say that this week has been a wonderful week. The Lord has blessed me. Yes, me. He blessed me with something new. I was getting ready to go back to something old, and I was not ready to go back to the something old. Matter of fact, I was scared that the something old was going to put me back into spin me back into something that I didn't want to be going back to or go through again. But guess what? The Lord has blessed me with something new. And you know what? What I'm trying to say is, from a testimonial perspective, is if you're looking for your new, don't worry. You continue to do what God has called you to do, whatever that may be. And sooner than later, He is going to answer your prayers. I just know that for me, earlier this week, I can say this from a testimonial perspective, earlier this week, I was shaken by something. I was almost stirred. But you know what? I was not deterred because I told the Lord, I'm ready. I'm going to get this new job. I walked in to where I was going to do, and I got it. And the only reason why that happened is because I believed in the Lord. I believed that He was going to deliver me from something that was to my detriment. Amen. It's going to take me away from what I want to do, and I wouldn't be able to do it at the level that I'm doing it right now. Amen. So therefore, I'm thankful to the Lord for that. And I just have to testify that because I know that there's someone out here that is going through a struggle like I've been going through. Been going through an emotional struggle, going through mental health struggle, going through a job struggle, going through a financial struggle. Matter of fact, going through a life struggle in general. And maybe even a faith struggle. But guess what? When you turn your eyes to the Lord in the sky, instead of saying why, tell the Lord, here am I. And when you do that, oh my, oh my, oh my, the Lord is going to bless you and your family immensely, more than tenfold, also even more so than 100-fold. Amen. I just wanted to say that right now because I know there's someone out here that is going through many things. And going through it all, but guess what? You are not alone. Especially here at Safe Haven, we are in this thing together. Amen. It doesn't matter if you're listening to me from Germany, listening to me from France, Sweden, Canada, California, Texas, Florida, wherever you are. We are in this together. Amen. So therefore, on this very day, whichever day you're listening to it, for those who are listening on the day this is recorded, on Sunday, this Sunday, we got this. If it's on Monday, we got this. Tuesday, we got this. Wednesday, we got this. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we got this, because the Lord has blessed us. He's blessed us to see the fourth month. And depending on what time of the week you're listening to this, He's blessed us to see the fifth month. Amen. So therefore, let's give God the praise right now. Yes, I'm saying let's give God the praise, because He woke us up this morning when we didn't even have an ounce of interest in waking up ourselves. But He woke you up with a purpose. Don't think He just woke you up to have you suffer through a Groundhog Day experience again. Nuh-uh. He woke you up so He could bring you, show you the way, show you to the next chapter of your journey, let you know that your purpose on this earth is not yet fulfilled, yet not yet done. And so therefore, you have another opportunity. Don't be like many who have wasted their opportunity. Drank away the opportunity. Sniffed away the opportunity. Smoked away the opportunity. And probably even did some dirty deeds in a private room away their duty. But guess what? God, even if you did all that, God is still going to give you an opportunity to fulfill your duty. Because quite frankly, you are probably going to be the new seed to get somebody else out of that. If you recover from something, now is your chance and opportunity to help somebody else recover. Use the skills that you'll learn to bring somebody up out of it. I haven't even gotten into the message yet today, but my Lord, I just wanted to say that right here and right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Before we get into the word, I want to just get some things out of the way. This coming month, May, on Mother's Day, Sunday, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to have Reverend Katie Dockery coming in, giving us a word from God. We're praying for her as she's going to get ready to give us a word on that day, on that very Sunday, Mother's Day, Sunday. I may not know it right off the top of my head, but you do. Mother's Day, Sunday. Come on in. Listen to my auntie, Katie Dockery, come in and bless us with a word. Amen. And for those who are in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana area, you will have an opportunity on Memorial Day Sunday, the last Sunday of the month. You're going to have an opportunity to hear me preach in person. You're going to hear Reverend Brian Pusey. Yes, right. I'm going to be preaching at the Emmanuel Church Unusual Chicago that meets at the Edgar Allan Poe Elementary School at 10538 South Langley Avenue. Door number 4. You're going to hear me there at 9:30 a.m. And guess what? I'm going to be there to bless the word for Pastor Charles Dockery and his entire church family. Amen. That's going to be an awesome time. You're going to enjoy it. I'm already tiptoeing in anticipation for that day. Amen. I can't wait to see you there. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Amen. Hallelujah. For those who have been interested in wanting to take part in this ministry in some form or fashion, guess what? Here's the first thing you can do. You can donate to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm not asking for a specific dollar amount. Whatever is on your heart, ranging from $1 to $1,000 or even more. Guess what? You can do that at our Cash App. If you don't have Cash App, now's a great time to download Cash App to your phones or your electronic devices. In this way, all you have to do is link it up to a card that you probably say, I'll never use anywhere else. You're just going to have it for safe haven use. You link it up there and you can send it to $ Brian Pusey. Once again, that's $ Brian Pusey. You do that, you bless this ministry, keep us growing, keep us going, and keep us flowing. Because I just learned this week, I almost lost the domain. I almost lost www.safehavenpodcast.org. But guess what? God help lead me to an opportunity to see that I needed to reboot that. I needed the money. So guess where I got the monies from? I got it from your donations. I was able to use your donations to help keep the podcast domain going for another year. And hopefully even more so than that, if you just keep continuing to bless this ministry. That's what this is all about. Amen. Amen. And for those who want to hear, just like I told you a minute ago, I'm going to be preaching at ICU on the fourth Sunday or the last Sunday of this coming month. But guess what? In order to do that, you got to reach out. And you can do that at safehavenpodcast.org. And you can go to the ministry contact section. You can go in there and you can fill out the information. And I'll read it. I'll get back to you ASAP. If it's an urgent thing, put urgent message on there, because therefore then I can get to it even quicker. Amen? If you want prayer requests, if you have a prayer request, you can go to that same section, but don't say the same thing. But if you want it to be a public prayer, I will pray for you in public right here on this platform. If you want to keep it private, I would definitely keep it private. Amen? But guess what? I'm going to do that for you. If you want to register as a guest, if you're a preacher, speaker of some form, and you want to get you want a platform, I'll give you the platform. I'll give you the table. I'll give you the mic. Amen? All you have to do is reach out. You can go to safehavenpodcast.org, and you can check out, go to the register as a guest section. Fill out the information, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. I want to also have a special announcement to talk about this. We have now 5 minutes of inspiration each and every week, either dropping on a Monday or a Wednesday, whichever the Lord has placed in my heart to do so. Guess what? You can do that. You can look at it on our webpage at safehavenpodcast.org, or you can find it on YouTube, Instagram, however you can find it, TikTok. Of course, you have to look for it, because that's a secret. I'm not going to tell you how to find it on there. But what I will do is tell you to go straight to the website, and you can go to our video section, and you'll see it. It'll be right there waiting for you. Amen? Amen. Woo! I said all that. We haven't even gotten into the word yet, but here we go. We want to get into the message now. Let us get into it. We're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 32. Once again, that's Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 32. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads as follows. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, people will be forgiven for every sin and blasphemy, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, ride or die. Ride or die. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the message of the messenger. Right now, Heavenly Father, just bless me right now in the way you see fit. If the words aren't on the printed page, print it in my heart, oh Heavenly Father. Print it in my soul. Print it in my mind, print it on my tongue so I can say it to the masses, oh Heavenly Father. Let empty me out right now of my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, oh Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ride or die. I have a quick question for you. When you go through your everyday life, what do you do? What do you do when you get to a point where you're being presented with something? We call it an ultimatum. When you're presented with a choice, you either do this or you do that. Go here or go there. Stay home, go to work. No matter what, get on that plane or get on that train. Get on the bus, get in your car. When it comes right down to it, when you realize it, how often do you have to make a choice? Probably every single step of the day. When you wake up, you ask yourself already, the first thing you ask yourself, do I want to get up? Or do I want to stay right here, get a couple more wings? Do I want to throw the alarm clock to the floor? Or put it on snooze? Or do I want to get up and listen to the morning news? Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? Do I want to go? Do I want to stay? Do I want to quit? Or do I want to stick around and get fired? Amen. There's a lot of things, a lot of questions, a lot of choices. But when it comes right down to it, we're boiling right down into today's message, believe it or not. Think about it. You want to first off know who said these words that I read today. If you read the scripture even more so, when you read this whole entire chapter in its entirety, you'll realize this is Jesus talking. And who is Jesus talking to? He's talking to the Pharisees, right? But get a load of this. We're going to go back up. We're going to skim back up to where at the beginning of this section. Where is it? Verse 22, where there were people who brought Jesus, a demoniac person who was blind and mute. A person who was blind and mute. We'll just say that. I'm not going to go into the fancy words today. And he cured him so that the one who had been mute could speak and see. All the crowds were amazed and said in verse 23, can this be the son of David? Verse 24, this is where we're starting to get right into it. Verse 24, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, it is only Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons, that this fellow casts out the demons. Well, you know, I bet you Jesus like looked at them like, say, excuse me? Who do you think you are talking to me like that? I know that's a lot of us. That's what a lot of us would have been doing if someone told us that. I know back in the day, and I'm talking about a couple minutes ago, I probably would have been the same way. Like, who you think you're talking to? You know, but then I realized through a lot of things I've been going through, little personal in-house therapy sessions, guess what I learned? I learned that I don't need to exert all my energy into the negativity that's being directed toward me. I can either look at it, confront it, say, and move on. Or I can look at it and dismiss you in a different way. And guess what? That's what Jesus did. When he started off talking in verse 25, he knew what they were thinking. It says right here. But when he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste. Think about that. That's like saying if the North going up against the South, it's already divided, amen? They say if the East goes up against the West, it's already divided. One superpower versus another superpower. First off, if you're superpowers, you should be coming together to help the other people become superpowers too. And then this whole entire world would be a global superpower. But no, we got to have countries that are against each other because one of us want to say we're better than the other. Even if one of them is saying, well, we're older than you, you should be trying to tell us what to do, and the younger one is saying, it doesn't matter if I'm young or old. I'm young. I understand. I see things a little bit clearer than you do. A little bit clearly. But no. We're gonna go up against each other. Verse 26, I love what Jesus said up here. He said, if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? You know, that's probably one of the very few times that Jesus stood up for the devil. Hey man, think about it. You can put a bookmark on that one. You can highlight that in your Bibles or on your Bible apps because that's deep. And put this note there: devil can't cast himself out. His kingdom could not stand. His kingdom would fall apart. Amen. If he was casting out his own people, if he said, "Hey, stop." Stop ruining that guy's life. We want him to see him get better because I'm tired of him. No, he's going to ruin his life until his life is gone. So that is not his method of work. Jesus is like saying, I'm trying to save this man. The devil would not want to save this man. The devil already gave him this spirit for a reason. He was trying to destroy him. If you Pharisees, and I'm not just talking about the Pharisees in the Bible, I'm talking about some Pharisees in the church. If you think that someone else doing the work of the Lord is a work of Satan, then you need to look in the mirror at yourself and wonder, who are you talking about when you're preaching every Sunday? Amen. If you're talking about, I'm about the Lord, but then you want to start talking about prosperity. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not all about prosperity. My idea of prosperity is being in the Lord, being of service, doing that, being prosperous and making sure that this ministry is still growing and flowing and going. That's my job. But if your job is to just always remind people, it's time to give me my money, 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 money. Yes, I mentioned money at the beginning of my thing, but I'm not going to stay on money, 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 money. I'm not going to remind you every minute that, oh, yes, go to our Cash App. I'm not going to tell you that every minute. Why? Because that is not what I'm called to do. If you feel moved in your heart, moved in your soul, you will do that. Amen. I just already gave you the tools. All you need to do is either read the captions on the program that you slotted down for, or you listen to the earlier part of the message, scroll back to the earlier part of the message, before the message, where I gave you the advertisement. I'm not going to go through it with you again, because I know that you're an intelligent soul, and I'm not going to beat the bush. Because sometimes when we beat the bush, when every time we keep telling somebody, give me money, every time we say, give me money, give me money, give me money, and after a while, you dilute your own message. You dilute your own purpose, amen? Stop diluting your purpose, because right now, we're in this to save souls. If we're in this to save our bank accounts, then we've already lost. Amen. If I could tell you about my bank account story, you would be blown away that I'm still doing what I'm doing and how I'm able to afford to do what I'm doing. But that's not important, because what is important is the message behind everything that I'm doing. Amen. I was called to preach. I was called to teach. I was called to do this. You see, this leads to the first point. You didn't even know that I had 3 points today. And for a minute there, I almost forgot myself. Amen. The first point of today is you have to be fully committed to this belief. I'll say that again. You have to be fully committed to this belief. You see, earlier in the scripture, after Jesus pretty much brought it down to earth, you know, he said in verse 30, whoever is not with me is against me. You know, you hear that saying a lot. That's verse 38. Before we get into B, I just want to break down A for a second. Think about that. We always say, if you're not with me, you're against me. And it's true. If you're not with me, you're against me. But in my case, in my journey, I've learned how to say this. If you're not with me, that's all good. Because I'm going to still do what the Lord has called me to do. Amen. If you're going to, sooner or later, you're going to probably cave in and come on my side and be on my team. Amen. But until then, I'm just going to continue to do what I do. If you're with me, cool. If you're not, cool. That's what I say. I say, with me, all right. Awesome. If you're not with me, hey, it's all good, man. I'm not going to lose sleep over you, but you know what? I'm going to continue to pray for you. I'm going to continue to pray with you. Jesus wasn't saying this in this instance because he was trying to teach a point. He was trying to teach a lesson to the people who were running the synagogue, the people who were running the church, kind of saying, if you're not with me, you're against me. And you know what? That's a scary thing, because I've had some preachers at some point in my journey. I'm not going to name names, because quite frankly, you all don't need to know their names. And if they happen to be listening, they don't need to know it was about them, amen? Because you know what? I run into many. So if they think it's them, then I'm praying that they forgive themselves, amen? Because I've already forgiven them, amen? But here's the deal. There's some that came and said, if you're not going to do it this way, then you're against me and you can't come here no more, amen? And you know what? I looked at that moment and I looked at the Lord and I said, God, you better bless me with the right words right now, because I don't think my words that are coming out of my mouth are from you. And you know what the Lord did? He gave me the right things to say, and I'm still talking to these preachers. Yeah, you don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. But know this, I was not going to let it get to me. Amen. I was not going to let them cast me out because they thought they were casting out Satan when the only thing they were about to do is cast out God. Woo! I know there's somebody right now that felt that, because right then I felt a hallelujah. I felt some clapping moment right there. I felt some praise right there. Sometimes I'm glad I'm doing preaching where I'm preaching. Sometimes I'm not, because right now I would love to hear the participation from the audience. Amen. But right now, that's all good. If you're praising them in your cubicle, outstanding. If you're praising them in your car, wonderful. The people around you might think you're crazy, but that's okay. You're crazy for the Lord, amen. And if somebody is praising for me, listening to me on that television screen, looking at the picture of the podcast and hearing my voice, guess what? I praise God for you right now, because you are the reason for the season, amen. You are part of the reason for the Lord doing what he has done when he died on that cross and came back on the third day, rose again on the third day. He did it for you as well as he had done it for me. Amen. Amen. Verse 30b says this, whoever does not gather with me scatters. I'm going to say this right now. And this is going to kind of segue into the second point, but I'm going to just say it before I say the second point. Think about it. Whoever does not gather with Jesus scatters. That means if you're trying to bring people to the church under a pretense of this or that, ooh, that sounds like a ride or die kind of a deal, doesn't it? It's this or that. But if the this or that has nothing to do with being one with the Lord, they're not going to stick around. Now, a lot of people could say the reason why they're not sticking around is because I've said this many times. I've said it many times over the past 20 years, almost 20 years that I've been a preacher. I said that many of the churches don't meet the needs of the people that they're supposed to be ministering to. Amen. A lot of them are got community church syndrome. And many of the people that go to the church, matter of fact, even some of the people that are running the church, don't live in the area in which where their church is placed. Amen. That means they have no connection to the community. Not in the way that they should. If they do, I'm happy for them. But yes, even if you have a loose connection with the community, but you don't live in the community, it's not a great connection. I know a pastor right now. He moved out of Chicago and moved into another area, another state to be at the church that he ministers. He could have stayed where he was. He had a nice house, according to him, and he didn't have to move out there, but he figured the best way to be the best pastor that he could be would be to move into the community where these people are, the people that he was called to minister to, because he wanted to make sure that he gave them the best possible service that he could give them. And you know what? I praise God for that pastor, and I do every day. Because quite frankly, that's what many of us need to be doing. If you are in the suburbs, but your church is in the city, there is a disconnect right there. Amen. Why aren't you preaching in the community in which you live in? There's nothing wrong with looking back and saying, hallelujah, I want to help reach out. I'll do a reach outreach ministry to that area. But at the same time, you don't even live anywhere near where you're preaching at. Amen. You live nowhere near the people that you're trying to touch, communicate to, and minister to. If you're nowhere near them, it's not easy. Some people ask, why, how do you say that, preacher, when you don't have a church home of your own? Well, I'm going to say it like this. My ministry is a little bit different. It's electronic technology ministry. Quite frankly, I am in your community. All you got to do, if you want me to help you, is to reach out and say, I need help. I need assistance. I need you to come down here. We will set you up and we will get you on your merry way. We will make sure we point you to the right people. And all you have to do is say what the Lord has placed on your heart and we'll see it through together. Amen. But that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. The second point of this sermon is, after you realize you have to be fully committed to this belief, you have to fully be responsible for your actions. I'll say that again. I'm even saying it for myself. You have to be fully responsible for your actions. I'll tell you a quick story. Me. Every church I've been through in my life, since I've been called into the ministry, it's been an interesting ride. A good ride, a spiritually sound ride, but a ride nonetheless, full of decisions, indecisions, and impulsive actions. And for the impulsive actions, I take responsibility for, because you know what? At the time, it felt right. Was it right? Probably not. Every now and again, I would come back feeling guilty, feeling sorry, wanting to ask for forgiveness, beg for forgiveness. I got it, and then parted ways again. But this time, it wasn't because of what the impulse of actions. It was just because it was time. Amen. It was time for me to move then. I just moved prematurely in the past, and I accept my responsibilities. Reflect on that. I am understanding of why I did what I did. I just did it prematurely. Amen. I jumped the gun because I wasn't waiting on God. I know somebody want to hear that right now. I wasn't waiting on God. That could be you right now, wherever you are and whatever you've done in your life to get to 2024. Amen. You probably jumped the gun. You were supposed to leave. You just weren't supposed to leave that day. You were supposed to leave a couple months from then. You weren't supposed to leave right that day. I wasn't supposed to leave my government job at the time, but I was going to leave my government job at some point. And guess what? Everything, all the cards aligned to be right where I am today. Amen. Because you know what? If I hadn't left that job, I wouldn't be doing this right now. Amen. When would I have the time to put together a podcast on a day that I love the most, which is a Sunday? I probably would be working saying bag check. Amen. Somebody out there probably knows what I'm talking about when I say bag check. I'm not going to give it to you deeply, but I've already given you the cookie crack, the crumbles and the shambles and whatnot. I've already gave you the crumbs. You figure it out. Amen. But in the meantime, this is what I'm talking about. I jumped prematurely. At first, I was upset that I jumped prematurely. But after sitting down with professionals, mental health professionals, that's right. I sat down with mental health professionals. There's nothing wrong with getting your mental health checked every once in a while. And I needed it probably more than I ever thought. After sitting down and realizing that I did it prematurely, there was another thing I learned, that it was meant to happen. It may not have been meant to happen when it happened, but it happened. And the only thing you can do is accept your responsibilities for your actions of the past and make sure you can shape better actions for the future. Amen? That's responsibility. That's being responsible for your actions. You got to realize that greater the actions, greater responsibility, man. Greater power, greater responsibility. Whatever that thing that Uncle Ben Parker said to Peter Parker in Spider-Man, that is true. With great power comes great responsibility. Oh, now I remember. Thank you. Thank you, somebody. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because right then and there, that's what it means. It means that. You got to take responsibility for your actions because it doesn't matter. Now, the thing is, being responsible is a serious thing. But also, it's a great thing. It's a thing that will rise you up, make you feel good inside. Yes, every now and again, you're going to feel bad. Some days, I feel bad. I still feel bad that I am where I'm at. But you know what? Someone reached out to me earlier today. They prayed for me. I wasn't expecting the prayer. First, I was saying, man, they're typing a long, long thing. I just happened to open up the app and see that they were typing. And then I said, you know what, maybe I'll say something. I was like, good, I said what I said. And the next thing I know, I saw a prayer pop up. I was so blown away by said prayer. And you know what that meant for me? That means someone's praying for me. Amen? Maybe every once in a while, you need to type up a prayer for someone you love, someone you care for, someone that has moved your soul. Amen? Because you never know what someone else is going through until you take that step. Amen? I'm sitting and listening to a relative talk, and I realize that the person's hurting inside, right? And the only thing I can say is, you don't try to do better. Do better. You know you can do it. You have it in you to do it. Do it. I don't know if they're listening, but I'm going to just say it just in case they ever do listen. Do it. Change. Be different. Don't be the person that you were when you were 20 years old. Be the person that you are now at whatever age you are. And you know what? That's great. If I was the 20-year-old version of me, I wouldn't be on here preaching. I would be too scared to even think about preaching. Amen. Even if I love preachers. But guess what? I didn't want to be one at 20. But the Lord wanted me to be one. I was being very stubborn. And you know what? He still called me, and I'm here doing it now. And I haven't looked back since the day I started. Amen. Woo! Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can. Here's one for you. I love this one. I want to read this verse, but the third point is really going to be, the 32nd verse is going to really segue into the third point. I just want to read this. Jesus said this. Therefore, I tell you, people will be forgiven for every sin and blasphemy. But blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Think about that. I forgive you. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you've done, wherever I've done, I forgive you for everything you did. Everything, every sin that you committed, every blasphemy, everything you said about me that was not true, I forgive you. Like I said, I don't know your name. You know who you are. If you are that person that blasphemed against me, I forgive you. If you are that person that sinned against me at some point in my life, be it past, present, or maybe even the future, but God forbid, I still forgive you. You want to know why? Because I'm the bigger person. I am a godly person. I understand that it's not up to me to do the biggest forgiving. Because think about it. The one you really that really needs to forgive you is God himself. But on this earth, I'm going to do do as my Father would do. Forgive you. I hope somebody took that note down because that's important. Forgive as God would forgive you. That's a point in itself. Hallelujah. Here's the third point, and we're going to be done for today. After you realize you have to be fully committed to this belief, after you realize you have to be fully responsible for your actions, you have to realize this. You have to know that turning back to your old ways isn't an option. Say that again. You have to know that turning back to your old ways isn't an option. Because here you go. Verse 32 says it. And this is why this point is out here. This is why the title of the sermon is Ride or Die. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. That means if you say Jesus is this, Jesus is that, Jesus, or God forbid you don't believe in Jesus. Guess what? It's okay, he forgives you. That's excellent. But here's the problem. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. That means if you're going against the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and you're dissing a person who is called by the Holy Spirit to do what the Lord has called them to do, guess what? You will not be forgiven. You are not, either in this age or in the age to come. So you better check yourself because this time it's real. This is where it gets real. It's one thing to talk about Jesus, but it's another thing to talk about the Holy Ghost that was within Jesus because that came from God himself. And that's blasphemy in the worst way to God. I know I'm talking about another scripture. I'm talking about another message right here. But you know what? This is where the ride or die comes into play. If you want to ride with the Lord, you're going to have to understand a few things. You're going to have to forgive yourself. You're going to have to forgive others. You're going to have to be able to learn how to reconcile some of the things that happened to make you who you are today. I'm not saying that it's not possible to be a better person because you were raised by a person who was addicted to a test tube or someone who was addicted to a pipe or someone who was addicted to the powder. No, or addicted to the sauce. Or someone who is addicted to beating you. No one says that you have to be that person. It's not easy. But guess what? When you ride with the Lord, you are going to overcome this. Amen. You're going to be blessed if you're a survivor. You are blessed to be able to reach those who are going through it right now and be able to bring them out. And bring them up and out so they can have a shining light because you become that shining light. You become that shining star that they always dreamed about from afar. Matter of fact, you're the shining star now that you were looking for when you were going through it. But think about this. Somebody brought you out. Amen. And now somebody was called through the Lord to bring you out. Amen. I was just thinking about the other day. I believe I was at church and somebody got my attention. It's always this somebody that gets my attention, amen. You know, sometimes I'm thinking it's always the adults who see me in many different forms at church, either singing in the choir or preaching in the church or coming, being a part of a visiting church, hanging out with a pastor from another church, whatever. But this case, it was a young person. And I stress to you, one of the things I enjoyed about being a youth pastor. I wasn't one for very long, but for a short time, I obviously made a bigger difference than most youth pastors ever have that I've ever seen in recent years, in recent times. Think about this. They pulled me to the side. They got my attention. I hung out with them. I got to see the next generation that they created. And you know what? It just moved me because it reminded me of the fact that I helped cultivate their relationship. I may not have said much. I may not have done much. But my example was more than enough. Amen. It reminded me of a time when I was in drama ministry at the church I grew up at. And I helped coach young kids to do parts in the play. I didn't have much part in the play. My part in the play was sleeping. But you know what? While I was sleeping, I had one eye open, checking on their performance. And you know what? If I could have smiled right then and there, I would have, because they were doing a great job. And matter of fact, a couple of years later, they saw me and they thanked me. They were all over me because they remembered how I looked out for them, how I looked over them, how I coached them. And I didn't realize back during the day, while going through many of these things, that I was being looked up to, amen? Because I didn't think that I had it all that it took to be someone to look up to. I didn't think I was the role model of the year. But then I started reflecting all these things because I have a nephew. I have a young nephew who is a great young man who is going to grow up and do great things. One thing I'm prayerful for, and I know he's probably listening to this, I'm prayerful that he might even join me in the ministry one day. We'd be a tag team. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's a great man of God. And you know what? He's a great man of God. Yes, I said it, buddy. You're a great man of God. And also, he's doing what I did. He's going to the kids. He's mentoring them. He is doing what his uncle has done. Amen. He's doing it all. And I am so grateful to God for that, because that lets me know that some piece of me is out there. Amen. And they're doing exactly, living by the example that I gave them. So that makes me realize I want to ride. I don't want to be on the other side. I know you already heard what the riding side is part. Here's what the dying side is going to be about, ride or die. Well, here's what happens if you choose die. Your death in spirit, you will never experience the greatness that was promised to you. You'll always feel shorthanded. You'll always feel like you're getting the short hand of the stick. Well, guess what? Yes, you will get the short hand of the stick unless you keep bringing down somebody that's already going up. Amen? I've had a few people try to bring me down over the past few years. But you know what? I'm going to keep going up. Amen? I'm like, okay, if you're going to keep trying to bring me down, you stay now. I'm going to get up. Amen. I'm going to get up and I'm going to move. I'm going to do what I got to do, because I'm going to do this because the Lord has called me to do this. Amen. And the Lord called me to help you. But if you don't want my help, that's all good, because I'm going to help somebody that wants to help. Amen. I'm going to look for somebody that needs help, that desires it. That's what you got to do. So remember this. Would you like to die in spirit? Because think about it. Here, the other side, if you're speaking against the Holy Spirit, if you're speaking against the Holy Spirit, you will not be forgiven. Not today, and not on the next day, not on Judgment Day. Ouch. So think about this. If you've done spoke against the Son of Man, don't worry, you'll be forgiven. If you speak against me, you'll be forgiven. But if you speak against the Holy Ghost, I'm sorry. So, therefore, today, see, I would love to open up the doors of a church. I'm going to open up the virtual doors today. I would love to be your virtual pastor. Because now is the time. If you felt like you've been that person who would rather ride than die, today is your day. If you want to be that person that goes to the next level, goes to the next chapter, goes to the next place that the Lord has called for you to go, now is your time. And I would love to be your virtual pastor. If you're in the Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana area, guess what? I could hook you up with some pastors that are even-minded like me right now. They will also help guide the way for you. If you don't believe, now is the time to receive. Amen. If you believe, it's now is the time to receive. Excuse me. So now is the time. You give me your virtual hand, but give God your full heart, your actual physical heart. Amen. Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message. We pray right now that this message moves somebody just like it's moved us. Right now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you just continue to use us and guide us. Help us be able to ride more than die, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we pray, and we even praying for those that have a dying spirit, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you bring them back, oh Heavenly Father. You revive them. If this message is a key to their revival, oh Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this message indeed. We are praying right now for every church door that has been or is open or will be open in your name, oh Heavenly Father. We're praying for every pastor, be it a pastor in a church building or pastor on a podcast right now, Heavenly Father. We're praying for them. And we're most definitely praying for this pastor, Heavenly Father. We're praying for this podcast, Heavenly Father. We pray that you continue to use this podcast as a vehicle, Heavenly Father, to get everybody to go toward it. To go towards the purpose that you have blessed them to have. And if they did not know their purpose before today, oh Heavenly Father, we pray that this is a seed that will grow and they will understand more and more and more right now about growing in your spirit so they can get their purpose out there, oh Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank everyone for tuning in this week. I know it's a little bit longer than usual. But I'm still thankful for you all. I pray that you continue to keep me lifted up as I go about this new week. I'm praying for you as you go about this new week. And for those who are interested in listening to our YouTube/5 Minutes of Inspiration podcast, don't worry. It's coming out this week. It's either coming out on Mondays at 6 p.m. or Wednesdays at 6 a.m. Either or, we got you. We got you covered. Amen. We're doing this for you because, you know what, God has called you to do a great thing, and I want to see you get to achieve that greatness. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for this program, oh Heavenly Father. We pray that you just continue to keep us going. As we dismiss from this place, please, oh Lord, never dismiss from as we leave this place, Heavenly Father, never dismiss us from your presence. Oh, Heavenly Father, I got words tongue-tied up in my soul, but right now we're still praying that you just keep us going, keep us growing, keep us flowing, and definitely keep on showing that you are who you are. You are the I Am that we need in our lives, oh, Heavenly Father. We need you more than ever. We're praying this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And we'll see you all next time.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.